Ish imo v'aviv tira'u. We are commanded in this week's parsha to have fear or awe of our parents. This is a companion, of course, to the mitzvah which you've already been commanded in the Aseres HaDibros, the Ten Commandments, of kaved es avicha v'es imecha, to honor our parents. And now we are being taught a companion parallel mitzvah, and that is not only to honor our parents, but also to have a certain level of fear or awe for our parents. Rashi, commenting on our pasuk, quotes from the Gemara in Masechta Kedushin on Daf Lamed Aleph, which asks the question, what is Mora? Is it he Mora? What does it mean to fear or be in awe of our parents? And the Gemara also asks the question, how do we honor our parents? What is Kibud Ava Aim? And Rashi quotes the answer to both of those questions here in our Parsha. What is Mora? Lo Yeshe Bimkomo, Lo Yedaber Bimkomo, Lo Yistoris Davarav. You don't sit or stand in your parents' place. You don't talk when they're talking. You don't contradict what they've said. And to honor is Ma'achil Mashke, Malbi Shumanil Machni Sumotzi. You take care, in essence, of their physical needs. You feed them. You give them what to drink if they need. You clothe them when necessary. You help them go to and fro if they need help doing that. That is the answer to the questions in the Gemara, and that Rashi quotes here. How do we fulfill Mora? How do we fulfill Kibud? The great Mashkiach and Baal Musar, Rabbi Rucham Lubavitz, in his Sefer Da'as Torah, has a short piece commenting on our Pasuk, but he asks a profound question, and through that gives an incredibly important insight. And he asks very simply, why, when the Gemara asks, what is Mora, or what is Kibud, why didn't the Gemara just answer, straightforward, Pashut, you know what it means to be in awe of your parent? To be in awe of your parent, to fear or to be in awe of their greatness, of their connection to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, as the Gemara says, that there's a certain overlap, a certain connection between everyone's relationship with their parents and the relationship with God. If Hashem is the creator with the capital C, or your mother and your father are your creators with the lowercase c, and there's a certain dimension of relating to your parent, which is a way of relating to God. So those are all very obvious ways that we can relate to the mitzvah in a straightforward manner. What does it mean to be in awe of or to fear of? So what the words mean simply, to have respect, to honor. We know what that means without having to ignore that straightforward definition. And instead of the Gemara taking the straightforward answer, explanation, the Gemara seems to be searching for alternative answers. It's not just the straightforward versus the alternative. I would add it's also that Mora as the concept of awe, Kibud as the answer, as the concept of respect, these are kind of big, impressive, inspiring ideas. And instead of just leaving it at that straightforward, kind of bigger, impressive idea of respect or honor or fear or awe, the Gemara, so to speak, taking it down to such small, granular details. It seems like we're avoiding the obvious forest, and instead deliberately targeting these very small, mini trees, as it were. Why would we do that? Why not just say, you know what Mora is? To fear, to honor your parents, to have awe and to respect your parents. Why are we looking for these very small details, these kind of granular details, instead of the broader, seemingly straightforward answer to the question what the mitzvah seems to be conveying? So says Rabbi Yerucham, we see from here something very profound and really a fundamental principle, not only in the way we relate to our parents, but he says really in how we relate to the entire Torah and all mitzvos. And that is, he says, that really all mitzvos, even those such as kibud or mora av v'aim, which are primarily mitzvos that are impacting our heart or our mind. Yes, respect or awe or fear of our parents is something that happens internally. It's an inner dimension. Nevertheless, even such mitzvos, really all mitzvos, and even those mitzvos, but they all must be clothed, as it were, as he says, or we might say concretized in form of action. Either actions that we must do, or actions that we cannot do. But either way, they have to move away from the plane of the abstract to the plane of the more concretized and the plane of action. In the dimension of action, that's where mitzvos are fulfilled. It can't remain merely in the abstract dimension. That, says Rabbi Yerucham, is exactly why we call mitzvos either mitzvos asei or mitzvos lo tasei. We usually translate that. Colloquially, we will say a positive mitzvah or a negative mitzvah. But the truth is, more literally, it says Rabbi Yerucham, it's actually more accurate in conveying this point. What the words mean are mitzvos that we have to do or that we cannot do. In other words, the literal translation of these words is very much conveying this idea that the essence of a mitzvah is in the dimension of action. Asay, do the action, or lo tasay, don't do the action. But either way, we're not in the intellectual or abstract dimension, we're in the concretized, in the dimension of action. And therefore, going back to the Rashi in the Gemara, says Rabbi Ruchum, that's really what the Gemara was getting at. We know what Mora means. It means to have awe or fear. We know what Kavod means, respect, etc. But what the Gemara really was asking was, in what ways are Mora or Kavod expressed? In what ways are they concretized? How is it translated in the dimension of action? So the Gemara's answer, in Echanami, it is discussing some very detailed, kind of granular, quote-unquote, small actions. But says Yeruchim, that's Dafka, specifically through actions, even such small actions, that the values become realized and translated into reality, and the mitzvah is concretized, and only that way is it truly fulfilled. If the values stay merely abstract, merely intellectual or emotional, that's not really fulfillment of the mitzvah, certainly not in its ultimate expression. Only when the value or the emotion or the philosophical idea, only when it becomes translated into the plane of action, by doing or not doing something, that's when the mitzvah is given its ultimate expression. And with this, he explains the famous Gemara Masechta Shabbos, Daf Lamed Aleph, which tells us that a prospective ger came to Shammai and Hillel and said, teach me all of Torah on one foot. And Shammai dismissed him for his ridiculous question, but Hillel said, Dalach sani l'chavrcha lo sabed, zu kol tarkula. What is hateful to you, don't do to your friend. This is the entire principle of the Torah. And many Mefarshim ask, obviously what Hillel is basically saying is, V'hathrecha kamocha, the golden rule. So why didn't Hillel just give the pasuk? Why didn't he quote V'hathrecha kamocha, love your neighbor? Why does he specifically make this Aramaic paraphrase? Says Rabbi Yeruchim, it's exactly this point. He was teaching this prospective convert that it's not enough just to generally, in the vague sense, in the abstract sense, to love your fellow Jew, but rather it has to be connected to and translated into forms of action, whether it's actions you do for your friend or things you don't do, things that are hateful to you that you don't do to your friend. There's no question that the Ahathrecha Kamocha is a mitzvah of the heart, but even such a mitzvah must be translated, as we saw, into the dimension of action. So whether it's the Ahafta or whether it's Moro or Kibbut Av, says Reb Ruchum, that's the real Klal Gadol, the idea that mitzvahs have to always be concretized and translated into action.